The Jaguars have a new quarterback, and his name isn't Blake Bortles, though he does hail from Orlando. But more on that later.
What's up, man? I'm Mike.
Mike, Ricky, nice
to
meet you.
I went to Ohio State, so.
Okay.
The new guy is Mike Brewster, and he's the man penciled in to start the 2014 season at center, or the quarterback of the offensive line. He's played plenty at center, just not in the NFL. The former Ohio State standout has 10 starts all at guard, entering his third season with the Jaguars, but says he's ready to get back to what he does best.
You know, it's been good for me that I got to, you know, get some starts under my belt these first 2 years at guard, which was something I haven't done since high school. And, you know, I won't lie, I know I'm not the best guard in the world, but just that, you know, just to show I go out there and compete and get that experience and that confidence going back to my my position, which I feel like I do best.
49 starts at center playing in the Big Ten didn't help him on draft day in 2012. He has the intellect and understanding to play such a cerebral position, and his athleticism is top-notch. What he lacked, though, is the kind of strength and leg drive to move defensive tackles off the line. So the question is, has he gotten stronger or strong enough to handle the job?
Definitely stronger. You know, I'm going to be 25 in a month, and, you know, I can tell just this offseason my body is going from that, like another thing, that college type of kid to, you know, a little more of a, you know, a grown man, and, you know, I can definitely tell the difference.
Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley say they're comfortable with Mike as their guy, though they made a strong push for Alex Mack in free agency, a player thought to be the game's best center. So is Brewster carrying a chip on his shoulder about the courtship of Mack?
It was a crazy situation. There was a bunch of crazy stuff going on. Kind of got, you know, caught in the mix. But at the end of the day, I'm right where I want to be. I feel like I'm at the most mature point in my career, which is really where you need to be when you're going to take over for center.
He has a lot of work in front of him to be the quarterback of the line and to help pull together what is essentially a brand new group. Fortunately for Mike, he spent 2 seasons with Brad Meester, who taught him well.
Was the first guy here. You know, he would probably be the last guy to leave sometimes. I know he was a real morning guy. He'd come into the training room, do what he needed to do, be in the film room by, you know, 7:15, get that extra hour of film in before we start.
A relatively young group of offensive linemen took a blow last week when they learned that Yarno was suffering from cancer. The former NFL lineman and longtime line coach has been on the practice field, and his guys appreciate him being with them.
A really strong guy. I mean, you know, we all know that. And, you know, his passion for the game. And, you know, he's been in it for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. I can't remember exactly how long he said, but, you know, it's all he knows. And, you know, he brings that every day. He loves it. He, you know, he absolutely loves football. And, you know, it rubs off on us.
Back to that Orlando thing. If Brewster is the future at center in Jacksonville and Bortles the future at quarterback, the Jaguars will have a strong Central Florida theme at the heart of their offense.
You know, I loved my time at Ohio State, but, you know, I love the state of Florida. This is home. You know, Jacksonville's really grown on me this last 2 years. And so, you know, we're going to take it a day at a time, but, you know, it could be a cool little connection. I told him, you know, we could be the next big thing since Shaq and Penny. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
The Jaguars are hoping it turns out to be magic. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.